Gentlemen, sorry, just a brief hush slumber from yesterday. My apologies, I was not totally clear. When it comes to the issue of the bandage of the Mikdash, when a Kohen is taking off the bandage to do a Avodah and then putting the bandage back on after he's done with the Avodah, because while he's doing the Avodah, he can't have the bandage on. He has to be wearing only his Big Day Kahuna and nothing else. So the reason why it would have been Aser is because of Refuah. Right, there's a gzeira derabanan on refuah, on medicine, on any form of medicine on Shabbos, at least anything which is obviously medicine on Shabbos, because we're worried that if we allow medicine on Shabbos, then we'll come to grind things out. Okay, shkoyach, with that we will continue. Okay, the Mishnah on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph is where we're at. Veshamer Emrim Ein Moitzin Elo Esakatan Veloy Esalulav Veloy Esefer Torah Shtaram Mishilel Matirin. So, Beishamai say on the background, we said already that on Yom Tov, Melechas Echol Nefesh, Malacha, things which are necessary to create the food that you're going to eat are permitted on Yom Tov. One of the categories of Melechas Echol Nefesh which is permitted on Yom Tov is Hotzah, right? It's Mutter to perform Hotzah. You don't need an Eruv to carry on Yom Tov. Okay. So Bishamai says that's only true for food or for things that are necessary for food. So you can't take out a katan, you can't take out a child, you can't carry a child outside, you can't carry a lulav, and you can't carry a sefer Torah because these things are not necessary for food. And Bishamai will say, no, those things are necessary as well. Hotzah is mutter on Yom Tov. Okay. The Gemara, Tane, Tana, Kame, Darizch, Ravnini, Tana, said in front of Ravizch, Ravnini, Barav Demi. What this means is that somebody who was in charge of memorizing the brises, they had people who were really in charge of memorizing things. They had excellent memories. They were trained to have excellent memories. And they were in charge of memorizing things. So, one of these people said in front of Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimia, Shochet Olas Nedava B'Yom Tov Aloike. Somebody who shechts a korban which was brought voluntarily to the Beit HaMikdash on Yom Tov, gets Malkus forbidden, Arolei, Dar Alach Ma'ami. He says this must be Beishamai, because Beishamai are people who say that your own that Hotzah only became mutter on Yom Tov in cases where it was really necessary, not in cases where it wasn't necessary for making food. Beis Hillel say it was necessary, but it's permitted even where it's not necessary making food. Meaning they are disagreeing. The assumption is they're disagreeing not just in the case of Hotzah, it's occurring in any case of Melechas Echol Nefesh. Is it permitted to perform in a case where it's not necessary to make food? The Beis Hillel, because if it was Beis Hillel, ha'amri mitosha chutra l'tzara l'tzara chutra na'mi shalotzarech, Beis Sham, Beis Hillel allow you to perform hotzah even shalotzarech, even when it's not necessary for the purpose of ochel nefesh, of making food. Ha'chanami mitosha chutra shchita l'tzara chutra na'mi shalotzarech. So here too, shchita, shechting, which was allowed in Yom Tov for the purpose of making food, should also be permitted for a purpose which is not making food, like bringing a korban. Maskif la Rabba, Rabba responded, Mimai de Bisham Vitila Behaplegi. How do you know Bishamai and Vitila disagreeing about that? Dilma be Eruv of a Hotzah, the Shabbos, the Ain, Eruv, the Hotzah, the Yom Dev Kamifli, Marsavar Eruv, Hotzah, the Shabbos, the Eruv, Hotzah, the Yom Dev, Marsavar Eruv, the Shabbos, the Ain, Eruv, Hotzah, the Yom Dev, the Civil, the Seal Misha, Masab mi Batechem, the Yom Shabbos. Shabbos in, the Yom Dev, low. Okay, so the question is there, maybe they were disagreeing not about the question of Lotzorech and Lolotzorech. Maybe they were disagreeing about whether there's an Isser of Hotzah at all on Yom Tov. Beis Shammai, who say that there is an Isser of Hotzah on Yom Tov, say it's only Mutl Lotzorech. Beis Hillel say there's no Isser of Hotzah whatsoever on Yom Tov. Right, because the pasuk says that you should not take things out on Shabbos. It doesn't mention Yom Tov, so they say there's no Isser Hotzah whatsoever on Yom Tov. Since there's no Isser Hotzah whatsoever on Yom Tov, it's permitted even Shalotzorech, even when it's not necessary for making food. But other melachos will be really forbidden when it's not for the purpose of making food. Right? Maybe that's what they're disagreeing about. They're disagreeing about whether there is an Isser Hotzah on Yom Tov at all, not whether it is mutter. But everybody would agree that where there is an Isser on Yom Tov, it is only permitted Lotzorech food. Maskif la Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, "Ela mi ata liflegu b'avonim." Maybe in that case they should disagree about carrying rocks outside, moving around rocks, right? Ela mi dele maflig b'av mif maflegi b'avonim shmamanah b'hatzara l'shaloi latzorech pligi. Why? Because Rashi interprets it as in the following fashion, right? What should they really? If that was true, that they should have argued about not the question of whether it's permitted to take things out. They should have argued about whether it's permitted to move rocks at all on Yom Tov, right? Why would it not be? Why would it be according to Beis Hillel permitted to move rocks on Yom Tov? Because if there's no Isser Hotzal whatsoever on Yom Tov, then there should be no Isser Muktzah, because Rashi assumes that Muktzah is really a Derabbanan version of the Isser of Hetzar, right? It's an Isser of moving things around at all if they have fallen certain categories as a sniff, as a branch of the Isser of Tiltul. Since that is the case, if there was no Isser of Hetzar whatsoever on Yom Tov, there should be no Isser of Tiltul. Therefore, the fact that Beit Hillel do hold of some categories of Muktzah on Yom Tov, right, they must also hold of an Isser of Hetzar on Yom Tov. That was the objection according to Rashi. Other Rishonim disagree. We'll stick with Rashi for the moment. And let me since they didn't disagree about that question, since they didn't disagree about whether it was permitted to move rocks around at all on Yom Tov, they must not be disagreeing about whether there is an Isra of Hetzah on Yom Tov. The Rabbi Yochanan Savar, and Rabbi Yochanan also said, Rabbi Yochanan also thinks they're disagreeing about the question of whether it is permitted, since it was permitted for the purpose of making food, it was also permitted for the purpose of, not for the purpose of making food, or not. Rabbi Yochanan say yes, and Beit Shammai say no. Again, there was somebody who from memory spoke a brisa in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Because Atana taught in front of Rabbi Yochanan that if somebody cooked Gid Hanashe in Chalav, in milk, on Yom Tov, and ate it, he'll get five times. He'll get Malchus because he cooked the Gid, which is forbidden on Yom Tov, right? Because it's not. You're only allowed to cook things that you're going to eat, then a Gid Anasha is forbidden to eat, therefore you can't cook it on Yom Tov. And you get Malchus because you ate the Gid Anasha, because eating the Gid Anasha is an Isra Karis. You get Malchus for an Isra Karis, Machlis Tanoim, if that's true, and Malchus we pass you to. Veloke Mishal Mevashal Basar Bechalav, right? And you get Malchus because you cooked Basar Bechalav. Eating milk and meat is not the only Isra Daraisa. Cooking milk is also Asim in the Torah. Veloke Mishal Mevashal Basar Bechalav. You get Malchus again because you ate Basar Bechalav. You ate milk and meat, which were cooked together. That's the Isra Daraisa. Veloke, and you also get Malchus Mishal Mabara for burning things on Yom Tov. Remember, burning things, Shalul Atzorach, on Yom Tov is going to be an Isra Daraisa. Zamarlei. He said, go out and teach for everybody that everybody should know Havara, the burning in this particular case, and Bishul, and the cooking are not Mishnah. They're not correct. They're not the correct halacha in such a case. He says, right. And we'll continue, please, God, tomorrow, then tomorrow, Shkoyach.